there's one thing you learn working as a private detective, nothing's for sure. As a case in point, I give you Laura McKenna. Mrs. McKenna is the blonde preparing dinner in a two-room apartment on the York West Side. And if she seems happy, it's because she is. She's waiting for a man to come home. But Laura's wasting her time for this one meal. Neither of the McKennas is destined to eat.
Is that you, Matt?
Yeah.
Oh, wait a second, honey.
Hi, doll.
Take off your coat. Dinner'll be ready in 20 minutes.
Oh, get Paul Luke and drop off a package for me.
Yeah, it's on the table, honey. Matt?
Isn't it a beauty?
Where'd that gun come from?
Borrowed it from Paul. Going back in business.
No.
Mm-hmm. Paul saw a good thing on 84th Street, a jewelry shop run by a fellow named Vance.
And he talked you into heisting it.
Well, he could have gotten 100 guys.
I won't let you do it.
Now, don't talk like a
jerk. I mean it, Matt. If anything happened to you...
Nothing's going to happen. A kid could handle this.
That's what you said in San Francisco before they sent you out.
Well, that was an accident. It couldn't happen again.
Well, we're not going to find out.
Well, what do you suggest? There's $8 in the kitty.
We'll get by.
I don't want to suggest get by. How do you think I feel when I see a dame who hasn't got one half your looks parading around with furs and diamonds?
You hear me complaining? I'm satisfied.
Well, I'm not.
You're not going to do it, Matt. Let Paul get himself another boy.
Now, that's enough. The discussion's over.
No, it's not. If you step out of that door to help me, I'll call the cops.
What did you say? I'm sorry, baby.
No, you're right, Matt. I didn't mean what I said. You know if anything happened to you.
Yeah, I know. Don't worry, I'll be back in an hour.
Let me go with you. It'll be easier with the two of us.
No.
You're afraid.
I'm not afraid. You'll only be in the way. Now give us a kiss for luck, baby. I'm off to work.
Sorry, sir, but we're closed for the night.
Oh, come on, mister. Give me a break, huh? It's my girl's birthday.
Oh, but I put all my stuff away.
Well, how long would it take to open a safe? I saw an engagement ring on your window this afternoon. It was perfect.
An engagement ring?
Yeah, it was marked $850. She'll be crazy about it.
Well, in that case...
Oh, thanks a lot, Mr. Bass.
You just wait a minute.
Sure. Say, yep, do you remember how much it weighed?
1.5 carats.
Oh. Well, suppose I wanted something bigger, say, about 4.
Oh, I'm sure we could accommodate you. Here we are. Now, if you just look over this tray.
Sure, but why don't I do it home?
What?
All right, Vance, just keep your hands on the showcase. There's a height.
But
just
really?
Keep them where they are.
You're making a great mistake, young man. Now, if you listen to me.
What was that?
I don't know.
Well, let me steal the cute one so you step on me a lot. Couldn't leave well enough alone, huh?
You fellas, let's hurry it up and get out of here. Myers, be sure you get a shot of the showcase, huh?
Right.
Greetings, gents.
Oh, no, wouldn't you know it?
Well, if it isn't Sergeant Pulaski, where's Corbett?
He's lucky. He got a day off. What are you doing here wearing?
I represent the insurance company.
Well, fellas, we can all go home now. The Falcon is on the case.
You better stick around, man. You might learn something. What do you got, Steve?
Don Little.
What about Vance?
He died an hour ago.
Tough. He talked before he went?
No, not much. Here's a description of his killer.
Blonde hair, blue eyes, 5'9". Small mole on right cheek. V-shaped scar on left wrist. V-shaped scar. That's funny.
What's so funny about it?
Sounds like a boy I used to know in San Francisco.
Well?
Well, it couldn't be him. Last I heard, Mac was serving 5 to 10 at San Quentin.
Mac who?
Mac McKenna.
What made you think it's him?
That scar. He got it in a knifing. But it couldn't be the same one.
Well, couldn't it? Suppose I told you that Mr. McKenna is now guesting in our fair city.
What?
Yeah, I got it from a stoolie last week. He's living with his wife at the Belmore.
It sounds too easy.
Well, I'm going to pick him up just for luck. Come along, see how it's done.
Are you, Paul?
Yeah.
All right, wait a minute.
Hello, Mac.
Hey,
remember
what?
Me?
No, I can't say that, dude.
Name is Waring. We met on the coast some years back.
So?
So, now that we got me identified, I'd like you to meet Sergeant Steve Pulaski. Looks like you were right, Steve.
Looks like.
What are you babbling about?
Well, Steve got a rumble you were in town, and I thought it impossible. Last I heard, you were still in San Francisco.
I didn't like the climate.
I don't think you'll like New York's any better, particularly around 84th Street.
Come again?
Well, the jewelry shop up there was heisted last night, and the proprietor was killed.
Oh? Well, I don't know anything about it.
Now, how do you account for the fact that Steve found your fingerprints on the showcase?
You're crazy. I wore it.
Gloves?
Ah, you're nuts. Wait, I'll prove it to you.
Watch him, Sergeant.
Hold it, boy.
I just wanted to get my coat.
Don't strain yourself. You get it, Mike.
You betcha. Well, what do we got here?
What is it? A 38?
Yeah. And it's been fired recently. All right, Sergeant, since Mac is so fond of jewelry, let him try your bracelets with size.
Hey, McKenna.
What do you want?
You got company.
Mac.
Oh, hiya, Laura.
You can have 10 minutes.
Let me look at you. How are you, honey?
Did I change much?
I'm going to get you out.
Oh, really? Got a file in your bag?
I'll work it somehow. I'll get the best lawyer.
I'll save your money, baby.
But I need...
Look, Laura. I never kidded you for a minute. I'm a gone Gosling.
No.
Now, we got to face the facts. They got me dead to rights. They got my gun.
Someone ran.
No.
It was Paul.
It was nothing of the kind. It was a fluke. Remember Mike Whaley?
The private detective they call the Falcon.
Yeah, he represents the insurance company. He got lucky. He saw the description Vance gave and thought of me.
It couldn't happen that way.
No, but it did.
I don't believe it. I got a feeling Paul...
Forget it. Paul had nothing to do with it. It was Mike Whaley.
Well, I'll pay him back for this.
Hmm?
I'll get him for you, Mac. If it's the last thing I do...
Now don't talk like a jerk.
I tell you, I'll get him. Don't ask me how. I'll manage. That you can depend on.
You're wasting your time, mister.
Huh?
Mr. Whalen ain't in.
Oh, well, that's nice. How do you do? I was supposed to meet him here.
Are you Sergeant Polanski?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, he told me to give you this knock.
Oh, thanks. Dear Steve, sorry I had to rush off, but the insurance company wanted to see me on the Vance heist. Eddie, the elevator boy, will let you in. There's a bottle in my desk. Help yourself. Are you Eddie?
That's right.
Well, you got a pass key or do I use mine?
You sure it'll be all right with Mr. Waring?
Well, here, look for yourself.
Eddie, I'll let you in. Well, I guess it's okay. Here you are.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Eddie. You've been a great...
Oh!
Oh!
Sergeant!
In just a moment, we'll return to the adventures of the Falcon. And now, back to the adventures of the Falcon.
Well, that's the way it goes sometimes. And 3 hours after Sergeant Steve Polanski was killed after entering my apartment, the cops were still busy on the scene. Maybe I was being selfish, but I didn't care if they stayed there for years.
All right, Doc, you can move the body anytime you want.
You mind if I take a peek first, Sergeant?
Well, he ain't going to tell you anything, Mike.
Whoever did it wasn't taking any chances. They were probably standing right by that closet.
Yeah.
And the minute the door opened, they fired.
That's what your elevator boy said.
Did Eddie get a peek at the killer?
And I haven't talked to him yet.
So what are we waiting for? Eddie!
You want me, Mr. Waring?
Yeah, come over here.
I don't feel so good.
I don't blame you.
Oh, you should have seen it, Mr. Waring. It was awful. Every time I think of it.
Don't. You better give him a drink. See ya, Eddie.
I don't want it.
Come on. This is good for what ails you. Now, tell me exactly what happened.
Well, I just opened the door for him. He walked in, and there was a shot.
Go on.
That's all I remember.
Did you see anyone in here?
No, I just ran down the hall and got Dr. Wilbur. All I could think of was getting help. Please, Mr. Wayne, can I go now?
All right.
I'll be downstairs if you want.
He was a great help.
He did the best he could. I can't tell you how sorry I am about this, Cordis. If I'd been here...
Well, you would have gotten it instead.
Yeah.
Who do you know that loves you this much?
Offhand, I can't think of a soul.
Now, come on, Mike. Use your head. You must have annoyed someone recently.
The only one who comes to mind is Mac McKenna.
McKenna?
I was representing the insurance company in that Vance jewelry shop stick-up, and when Steve described the killer, I thought of McKenna as a suspect.
You think Mac?
How? By mental telepathy? You got him tucked away safe and sound.
Oh, yeah. Oh, by the way, here's all the stuff we found on the party. Some collection. A billfold with $8, a badge, a service revolver, and a pair of bracelets.
Ain't much.
Man, I wish some of those newspaper boys who keep yapping about crooked cops could see this. What does Steve want to see you about?
Darn if I know. He called me from headquarters this morning and set up the date.
Any idea what it was?
No, he didn't want to discuss it on the phone. I got a hunch it was personal.
That reminds me. Somebody's got to break the news to Mrs. Kolaski.
You mean Steve was married?
Yeah, just a month ago.
Well, who's going to tell her?
You?
Well, now listen, Cordis.
Come on, Mike, it's the least you can do. After all, that bullet was intended for you.
Okay, Sergeant. But I'd rather stop that slug than do this. I got a feeling this will be just as bad. Mrs. Pulaski?
Yes.
My name is Mike Waring.
Oh, of course. Well, Steve often speaks of you. Won't you come in?
Thank you.
Steve isn't home right now, but I expect him any minute. I suppose I should apologize for the looks of this place.
Oh, no.
I guess I'm not much of a housewife, but I'll learn.
Well, sure you will.
Oh, look at me. You're asking away like crazy. Let me take your coat, hmm?
Oh, please, please don't bother. I can't stay long.
Oh, I can wait for Steve?
Well...
He'd be awful disappointed if he missed you.
Look, Mrs. Pulaski, there's something I got to tell you.
Oh, what?
Now, you've got to understand, Steve was a cop, and in his business...
What do you mean, Steve was a cop?
You better sit down.
What happened to him?
Look, Mrs. Pulaski...
He's been hurt.
Well...
Is that it?
Yes.
Where is he? I got to see him.
You can't.
What do you mean I can't? I'm his wife.
I know, but you see...
What are you trying to tell me?
He's dead.
No. No, I don't believe it.
I'm sorry.
It can't be.
It was my fault indirectly. You see, the killer was trying to get me.
I'm Steve.
Now, Mrs. Pulaski, you've got to be brave. Steve would want you to be.
I never wanted to be a cop. If he's listening to
he
me...
He couldn't have been anything else. He was cut out for the job, and he liked it.
Please. Leave me alone.
Look, can I get you anything?
No.
If it makes you feel any better, I promise you I'm going to get the responsible party.
Will that bring Steve back?
I just want you to know.
I know. Perhaps it's dead. If that's enough for me, go away. Leave me alone.
More coffee, Mike?
No, I had enough.
Well, how'd it go?
Real bad. You know if Mrs. Pulaski has any relatives?
No, not as far as I know.
I wonder what she's going to do. She doesn't look like a girl who's used to working.
Well, with Steve's insurance and the money from the police pension fund, like you'll do all right.
I hope so. So help me, Corbett, if it's the last thing I do, I'm going to get him.
If I don't get him first.
Wait a minute. Why are we saying him?
Huh?
Well, we keep referring to the killer as a him. Couldn't it be a woman?
Well, you ought to know. The her or him was after you. Can you think of any game you loused up recently?
What about McKenna's wife,
huh?
As I recall, she was very devoted to Mac.
So
she might feel I was responsible for putting him away, and this could be her way of balancing the book.
Oh, you're nuts.
Well, there's one way to find out. I'm going up to see her. I'll let you know how I manage. McKenna?
Yeah, that's right.
I'd like a word with you.
I'm busy.
You can't be that busy.
Now, look, mister, I don't know who you are.
Why not ask me?
Frankly, I don't care.
My name is Mike Waring.
Mike Waring?
Yeah.
Why, you...
Now, take it easy.
I'll kill you.
Behave yourself.
Let me go.
You behave.
Let's go.
I imagine you're pretty surprised to see me. Well, you killed the wrong boy. It was a police sergeant named Steve Palacios.
You're crazy.
Doesn't this convince you I'm alive?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You're crazy about Max. When you felt I was instrumental in sending him to the chair, you wanted to get even.
And I will.
Oh, no, Laura. In this league, you only get one chance. You muffed yours. Get your coat, Angel. We're going places.
Well, what have you got to say for yourself, Laura?
Nothing.
And you admit you killed Sergeant Palacios?
I admit nothing of the kind.
You tried to gun me, and when Steve walked in, you didn't ask for credentials. You just blazed away.
I'm not doing any more talking.
You'll change your mind. Would you like to see your husband?
Huh?
I asked if you'd like to see Mac.
Could I?
If you cooperate.
All right. I'll tell you anything you want to know.
You were going to kill Waring.
That's right. Now, can I see Mac?
So, you got into his apartment.
Huh?
You got into his apartment?
Yeah, I did.
How? My door was locked.
I had used the fire escape.
That put you in my bedroom?
Yeah, now, can I see Mac?
No.
You promised me.
I promised you you'd see him if you'd cooperate, but you're not. Now, how did you get into my apartment?
I told you through the fire escape.
That leads to the kitchen.
You got me mixed up. I meant the kitchen.
What about the window there?
Well, it was open.
No, it wasn't. I distinctly remember shutting it before I left.
I want to see Mac.
Well, what do you say, Mike?
Okay.
Well, let's take Mrs. McKenna down to see her husband and then lock her up.
Thanks a lot, Tom. You won't regret this.
Can you beat that? She means it.
Yeah, she's real mad for the guy. Listen, Corbett. I want you to do me a favor. Release her.
Are you nuts?
Now, you don't have to worry. She won't skip. Mac will hold her here like a magnet.
What's the idea?
I don't think she's telling the truth. Something about her confession that bothers me.
No, you won't be satisfied till she kills you.
Well, then you can say, I told you so. What do you say, Corbett? Would you play along with my hunch?
Okay, but if it doesn't pay off, I'll eat your heart. With a little chili sauce, it ought to be real tasty.
How do you think I feel?
I'm sorry. I only called to tell you we finally got a line on Steve's murderer.
Well?
Well, would you like to know who it was?
Well, that brings Steve back.
I suppose you're right. Still, I thought you'd be interested. You see, this party was trying to kill me. I figure she'll try again.
What do you mean?
Well, I believe this woman is motivated by revenge. If I'm right, Steve's death doesn't satisfy her. Only mine will. That's how we plan to nab her. What do you think?
It doesn't matter what I think. All I know is that Steve is gone. Now let me alone.
All right, Eddie. Now show me exactly what happened when Sergeant Pulaski came here this afternoon.
Well, at first I saw him. He was banging on your door. He looked kind of upset because you weren't in.
That's when you gave him my note?
Yeah. Then he told me you said it was all right for him to wait inside.
Where were you standing at the time?
Right about here.
Go on.
Well, so I pulled out my pass key and opened the door.
Tell me how.
You mean you want me to go through the whole thing again?
Uh-huh. I guess Steve was here.
Uh-huh.
All right, open the door like you did.
That's how it was. And just as he stepped into the room... Mr. Waring!
Just a moment, we'll return to the adventures of the Falcon. And now, back to the adventures of the Falcon.
Well, there must be something in the old line. If at first you don't succeed, try again. And when Eddie and I tried to reenact the murder of Steve Palacios, the show went over with a bang.
All right, Mike. Now take a swig of this.
What happened?
You tell me. You were here.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh. Hey, that shoulder's going to be stiff for a week.
Let me up.
Now, you just stay there till the dark comes.
I'm all right. Who was it?
You asked me.
Well, didn't Eddie...
Eddie did exactly what he did the first time. He ran off to get help.
And he didn't see who fired the shot.
No. I guess it's true about people repeating their mistakes.
Well, I got myself plugged for nothing.
Well, it's your own fault. I told you Mrs. McKenna was our baby.
Looks like you were right.
Well, I'm going to put out a call for her.
Wait a minute. I just thought of something.
What's the matter? You want to give her another chance?
Oh, I tell you, I got it all figured out. I know how we can nail the killer for sure.
How?
I'm going to need a little help, Sergeant. Where's my coat?
Now, don't be silly. You're in no condition to travel.
I'll survive, which is a lot more than I can say for Steve's killer. Now, get my coat. Mrs. Pulaski, remember me?
Mr. Waring, what happened?
My shoulder is nutty.
Yeah, this happens practically once a week.
Oh, this is Sergeant Corbett.
I know.
I can't tell you how sorry I am about Steve, Mrs. Pulaski. May we...
Of course.
Thanks.
I suppose I should apologize, Mr. Waring.
What for?
Well, I wasn't very courteous when you called.
Well, that's understandable. You were under a strain.
Have you made any progress?
Plenty. Why do you think I'm wearing my arm in a sling?
I don't understand.
The killer took a shot at me. But I was luckier than Steve.
Well, then you know who it was.
I think so.
We even got a confession.
Oh, I'm glad you mentioned that, Sergeant, because I told you something about it that bothered me. Now I know what it was.
What?
It was a phony. Laura McKenna only made it so she could see her husband.
Well, I don't understand.
You see, Mrs. Pulaski, originally we thought this was a plot to kill me that misfired. So we went around looking for people who disliked me. That's how we came up with Mrs. McKenna.
What's wrong with that?
Well, let's consider the actual result in the case. Who was the victim?
My husband.
Mm-hmm. Now, suppose it wasn't an accident at all. Suppose someone was really after Steve. You see the possibilities?
No.
Well, then we come up with a different group of suspects. You remember the personal effects they found on his body?
Yes. There was a wallet with $8, a badge, and a gun.
Hmm. Doesn't it strike you there was something missing?
No.
Well, what happened to his skeleton keys?
What are you talking about?
They weren't on his body. Shall I tell you why? Because the killer used them to get into my apartment. The killer knew that Steve was headed there to see me. Now, who would have the best opportunity to know of that appointment and to lift the keys?
Who?
You. You had big ideas. You didn't like living on a policeman's salary, so you killed Steve for his insurance.
No.
What complicated the deal was that we thought I was supposed to be the victim. That's why you made that second attempt. That was calculated to make all the more certain Steve was killed accidentally.
I tell you no. I
tell you yes. Oh, you were a real clever angel, but you made one mistake, and in this game, that's enough to put you away. All right, Corbett, prove it to us.